Tajikistan drafts Central Asia's harshest religion law. Christians in Russia and the U.S. help each other. And seminary construction in Mozambique gets stifled. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. We begin today in Tajikistan, where Parliament is mulling over a proposed religion law that has the potential of being one of the harshest in Central Asia. Among the provisions, proposed state control over who can teach religion within religious communities and a ban on foreigners who lead them. Open Doors' Jerry Dykstra.
It would put clamps on many types of religious groups to register in towns, even to educate any children under 7 years old. And it would prevent Christians from sharing their faith in Jesus to a Muslim.
Dykstra says with this draft looming,
what we need to pray is that this draft will not go to Parliament in its current form. And because of the outpouring of prayers and criticism of the current plan, that it will be watered down and not so harsh as it is now.
Next, as the Russian government puts pressure on foreign organizations, Slavic Gospel Association continues helping the National Church. One of their programs is called the Antioch Initiative. SGA's Kyler Welch says they recruit churches in the U.S. to help train pastors and lay leaders in evangelism, leadership training, and church planting. However, both receive a benefit.
The American church is really strong in discipleship, but the Russian church is much stronger, I think, in evangelism, and so we're sort of mutually encouraging each other.
The biggest concern is, will Americans be allowed to travel to Russia?
That's definitely a legitimate concern. I think that's probably why our focus right now is on training, because if we're never allowed to go back, we'd like to train the pastors there so that they are stronger than when we came and they can continue the training on their own without us.
Welch is in Russia looking at three new potential Antioch sites. Pray that churches can be recruited to help. You're listening to Mission Network News. As you hear this, persecuted Christians from around the world are gathering names and addresses from their communities. These names are the focus of a new ministry that could have an incredible impact in countries close to the gospel. Voice of the Martyrs Todd Nettleton says it's called Bibles Unbound,
which is a program for people right here in America to mail Bibles into restricted nations. Right now we're sending Bibles to China and Egypt. Within the next couple of months, we hope to add Cuba and Colombia, and then from there, who knows?
Nettleton says through BiblesUnbound.com, you can track where your sponsored Bibles are going and who's getting them. He says it's making ministry possible for Christians.
They're the ones who are collecting the addresses, and they're going to do the follow-up. A Bible comes in the mail, you start to read it. Within the next couple of weeks, somebody stops by and says, hey, you know, do you have any questions about that? Can I help you? It's the American church joining hands with the church in these restricted nations and providing them the tools.
Next, construction is moving along at a good pace on the Good News Baptist Church in Sao Paulo, Brazil. The Association of Baptists for World Evangelism team is heading back in a couple of days with a 12-man construction team. Timing is important because the seminary is losing students due to their location in a less secure part of the city. The building is old and in need of many repairs. There is a need for the seminary to move by the end of this year. And the lack of funding is creating problems for future outreach in Mozambique. OMS International says their seminary construction is slowed to a snail's pace, partly because the construction company has experienced a cash flow problem. The interior finishing of the building is urgent. The Maputo Bible Seminary, once built, plans to teach a student body of 160 students in an accredited 4-year degree in theology, eventually adding higher levels of theological education. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. If you'd like a copy of evangelist Sammy Tippett's book called God's Secret Agent, Real Stories of His Work in Closed Countries, call 1-800-995-4828. Come trace the steps of a man who dared to give himself fully to God, risking prison to do so. You can also get it at missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.